In southern Somali town of Jowhar, hundreds of families and farmers have been displaced after a river burst its banks in Middle Shabelle region. Those highly affected are the internally displaced persons. Many villages and farms have remained underwater as sanitation system has collapsed. The displaced families also raised safety concern posed by stagnant water in many of the affected camps. The local administration says that at least 22 people have been killed due to the floods. Many of the victims are said to be young children.
The effect of the flooding is clear. 22 lives were lost, mainly children. Waterborne disease occurred in many of the displaced camps. We call on aid agencies and the government to come and assist these poor families in Jowhar town.
We toured the town to witness the scale of the flooding. In one of the camps, we met this old woman, Sahara Mahad, who says she has lived there for 6 years. Sahara says she has lost two of her grandchildren in recent floods. She accuses the Somali government and the UN aid agencies for doing little to improve their situation. She now wants the government, the international community, and Muslim countries to come to their rescue.
The rains and the flood have greatly affected us. We and our children suffer from malaria. We stay awake all night as we have no proper shelters. We need help. We're poor people and depend only on food and medical assistance from well-wishers.
Thousands of families who fled the 2011 famine in south-central Somalia live in Jowhar town, but the recent flooding has forced them to seek fresh grounds. The local administration in Jowhar town says that among those who remain vulnerable are elderly women and children, as the United Nations warns of major health risks, including increased incidence of cholera, typhoid, diarrhea, and malaria in many of the camps.
We have been living here for several years now. We have not received any food or assistance. Our children continue to die as the floodwaters continue to affect us in our displaced camps. We call for immediate assistance.
In December 2012, Somali National Army forces, assisted by AMISOM troops, recaptured the city from the Al-Shabaab local fighters after 3 years. Jowhar town lies 90 kilometers northeast of the capital, Mogadishu, and commands access to Somalia's biggest road linking the south and central regions of the country. It is also at the heart of a rich agricultural area, but with the recent floods, farmers are worried that the region might become food insecure and call for immediate help from both the government and the United Nations. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Jowhar Town, South Somalia.